welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Molly Clark, County Youth Coordinator at the Guthrie County Iowa State Extension Office, about tomorrow's STEM Fest event at ACGC High School. Molly, happening tomorrow, first annual STEM Fest. What is STEM Fest?
Yes, STEM Fest stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And so it's just a big festival that we are having businesses come out and sponsor booths and do some of the things where they're showing kids what it is that they do, but the kids are also learning about science, technology, engineering, and math. They get the hands-on activities with all of these businesses, and we're just building that partnership there.
Where'd you get the idea to do this? Where'd this all come from?
We've wanted to do it for a few years, and so we finally have had enough success with other projects that this has always been our goal to do this.
That sounds like something people would be interested in. What are kind of the details? Is there a cost for it? When is it?
It's tomorrow, March 25th, from 2 to 5 at the high school gymnasium in Guthrie Center. It is free for families. There's no cost. There are free refreshments, and be prepared for some fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what kind of things can we expect to see if come out and enjoy this?
Well, we have the Blank Park Zoo coming, and they're going to be bringing animals. We have the Science Center of Iowa coming. Iowa DNR will be working on pollinators. Some petri dish lab testing that will be going on. Poet Refinery will be talking to the kids about ethanol production, and we've got lots of other exciting things going on.
So this is about both fun and learning, and I guess why is this something that Extension specifically is promoting and putting on?
That would be because Extension is an educational institution.
Mm-hmm.
We are connected with Iowa State, and so that is what we're supposed to do, is provide that educational background for people in the community and hand out what's going on at Iowa State to the communities and to the people of Iowa.
And in this case, that just happens to be science, engineering, math, and technology. And how much time have you spent planning this event?
We started way back in November.
This is a really big culmination for you guys.
Yes, yes it is.
I understand. Do you know approximately how many different organizations are going to be represented?
I believe there's 20.
Have similar things been happening in other ISU extensions around the state, or is this a totally unique event?
Some of them have partnered with other counties. However, no one around here has done it. Cass County has done it, but we're kind of the first one in this area to do it.
As a final thought here, this gives children and adults some exposure to STEM and its applications. What can you say just about the importance of learning STEM and the science that this encourages?
It is not easy for kids to be looking at textbooks and trying to figure out, okay, so what does this fraction mean? Now they are getting the opportunity to play with food and work and see that those fractions actually mean something. They're not just numbers in the book, and their teachers aren't just trying to teach them something that they're never going to use again. It's putting that real life example in their hands and connecting them with different occupations that they may not have seen before.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Just remind us again of the time for this event.
Yes, it's 2 to 5 at the high school gymnasium.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Molly Clark for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.